This time at Insight takes us to TCU with head coach Jim Schlossnagel. Coach, you're a couple of months removed now from taking your team to the College World Series, the first in program history. With some time to reflect on that, how would you kind of describe that experience?
Well, certainly is nothing short of amazing, you know. I mean, with the exception of winning one more game to get to the championship series and then winning the whole thing, you know, I was really proud of the way our team performed. But, you know, more importantly, just the entire experience for our fans and our players, parents, everything was phenomenal. You know, the way we were kind of taken under the wing of the city of Omaha was very unexpected. And just it was an amazing 10 or 11 days, however long we were there.
Your team's back on campus now, and you've had a chance to talk to them. What was your first message to them this year, and how did it compare to what you had to say to them when you had that first meeting last year?
Certainly, it was different because it's a lot different talking about something you have done and maybe felt like we broke through a little bit of a glass ceiling there to get to Omaha for the first time. But the message this year was, you know, all that stuff's over with, and you know, everybody has. It's been a great summer of everybody patting you on the back, and we're still going to have that throughout the course of the fall, and you're still living that honeymoon period until you play your first game, which is fine. You know, I mean, for the kids, they've earned that, they deserve it. There's no question that, you know, I don't want that to end for them on the outside, but on within the walls of our locker room and our stadium and where we're going to work every day, that's over with, and you know. Certainly, we definitely left room for more achievement to try and win the whole thing, and we feel like, you know, at least on paper right now, there's some ability there to where maybe we can do that. But you're kind of back at ground zero. Got to, you know, you have to put the work in to earn the right to get back there.
Well, how about for you as a head coach after reaching that destination? How is the challenge now different for you to try to get back and like you said, even go even farther?
Well, certainly, you know, it raises expectation. You know, I think we've always, within the confines of our program, our expectation has always been to win a national championship. But when you're at a place who, you know, has never been to the World Series, kind of everything we've done in the 7 years here has been a little bit better than the year before, and fans and everybody like that get excited about it. Well, when you get to Omaha and everybody goes up there and sees what a great time it is, from your president to your athletic director and then fans on the outside, they had such a great time, they want to do it again. And it's not that easy, as we all know. The line between even just making a regional and not making a regional is so very thin nowadays, because just so many great programs and universities are more and more being committed to college baseball. It's really hard to even get in the final 64, then alone the final two or final eight. And so those are things that we're going to have to deal with. But within the walls of our program, we've always had the goal of being a national champion, and so we're just going to keep working towards that.
Matt Curry hit that eighth inning grand slam in Omaha to propel you guys to your elimination game win over Florida State. Has a stadium ever been louder or more electric in your career than it was at that moment?
Not that I remember, you know. I've had people tell me that in their 30, 40, 50 years, whatever it was, in Omaha, they've never seen Rosenblatt Stadium like that in terms of noise and energy, both before that pitch was thrown and then certainly after. And it's really unique for us to have been, you know, a part of that in the history of the Rosenblatt Stadium in its last year. And, you know, for a team that a perfect world would have been for us to win it, but even to go through that game, that's a game and that's a moment. I think that, you know, if they were to do a history of the College World Series, it's going to be a very small part, but I think it would be a part.
I think you're right. Your team was featured on a TV show last year called Reaching the Peak. It was on the Mountain West Network. What was that experience like, having the TV cameras and crews and stuff following you guys around all season?
It was great. You know, and certainly the title of the show was Destination Omaha, mm-hmm. So it was it was great that we were able to bring it to fruition. But, you know, it was fine. You know, they weren't that intrusive, and we had a big part and a big say in when they were going to be around and when they weren't and what they were going to use and what they weren't. You know, they wanted, obviously, since it's our own conference network, they wanted it to be very positive and basically, you know, just an insight into our baseball program. So I thought it was really good. I thought it allowed people to learn the personalities of a lot of the kids on our team and the coaches as well, and really see how much work goes, you know, goes into putting a club together, and also the ups and downs, you know, because everything was on there. There were a lot of ups when you win 54 games, but there were also some downs. You know, it caught us losing a couple games to the Air Force Academy, you know, just a couple weeks before the world, you know, before the postseason began. And, you know, that's what happens in the game of baseball. You're gonna have some lulls and some down times, but it's all about how you react to them. And so that show was able to document all that, which is really neat.
Pretty unique experience for a college baseball team to get to go through it. Would you do it again?
Oh, sure. Especially if we were able to, you know, meet the ultimate destination.
Right.
But no, it was good. You know, I felt like, you know, the Mountain Network has been a great thing for our league. It's been a great thing for our conference, and we could legitimately say, since it's available on DirecTV, if you had that channel on DirecTV, you could really, between the 15 or 20 games that we were able to broadcast and produce here and then put on the Mountain, and plus that show, I can promise you there were some teams in our league that got sick and tired of turning that thing on, and all you saw was TCU. So it was great exposure for us.
What's the biggest thing you need to accomplish this fall?
You know, on the field, certainly we need to figure out who's going to be our starting catcher. Replacing Brian Holiday is a challenge, and we have two really good candidates for that. You know, and we need to. We have three senior pitchers we lost off of last year's team that played big role for us, so we have to kind of fill those spots. But basically, we just got to get back to our what I told the team, and that's, you know, one thing we say in our program is we want to have a white collar appearance, but a blue collar approach. And so, from the outside looking in, you know, TCU is a great place, which it is, and got a great ballpark and good coaches and all that stuff. But on the inside, we're blue collar, so we just got to kind of bring everybody back to earth and get back to work and start, you know, developing that team concept that really was a separator for us last year. And you only do that by, you know, getting in the weight room at 7 a.m. and starting fall practice and getting all those things going. So just kind of the normal routine that every college program is going through right now.
Before I let you go, I want to do some word association. I'm going to throw a few things at you. You just tell me what comes to mind, okay?
Okay.
Let's start with the guy you mentioned, Brian Holiday.
Ultimate leader.
Matt Perk.
Really good.
Dish Falk Stadium.
Tough place to play. Maybe the toughest in the country.
Augie Garrido.
Dean Smith of college baseball.
Mike Martin.
Gentleman.
Omaha.
Pearly Gates.
Last one, Jim Schlossnagel.
Very blessed.
All right.
At this point.
Jim Schlossnagel, head coach at TCU. Thanks a lot and best of luck this fall and, of course, next season as well.
Thanks so much for having me.